We conclude the bracha of Tzim Shalom with Baruch Ata Hashem, Hamavarech es Amo Yisrael Bashalom. So when we say Baruch Ata Hashem, we should have in mind that through accepting Hashem's mastership over us, we understand that we only exist as a result of Hashem winning us into existence. He should bless us with peace. The Sosemis develops this idea. It says, Hamvarech es Amo Yisrael Bashalom. We know the last Mishnah in Shas says that the only kli machzik bracha is Shalom, the only vessel that holds blessing is peace. True Shalemus is only found amongst Am Yisrael. In fact, in Shir Hashem we're called Hashulamis. Shuvi, Shuvi Hashulamis, Shuvi V'nechzabach. Klal Yisrael referred to as Shulamis. Shulamis is Lashon of Shalom. And the Medrash says, why are we called Shulamis? Because we're the nation who conclude with peace every single day. And therefore this enables us to receive all the brachas of the Amidah. He explains further that in this world you have things that are portions of greater things. And anything which is attached to something in this world, it's called plagufa. It's just a half of a real whole. It's only Am Yisrael who are attached to the chilek ha'elyon, to the upper spheres, to the upper worlds, we can be called Shalom. Meaning we have this fusion between the physical world and the spiritual world. For us, Kedusha does not mean abstaining. Kedusha is focus. Kedusha is boundaries. Kedusha might be putting other people's needs first. Kedusha is not behaving like an animal. But the ability to join the lower worlds with the upper worlds, to create a sense of harmony, fulfillment, completion, through elevating the physical, through realizing that physicality is not an end in itself, because when it is, it's deeply dissatisfying. The ability to elevate all of our bodily functions as human beings, to avodas Hashem, to means of attaching ourselves to the Almighty. Start to think in that way. And understanding what Shalom is. It's completion. Then we understand why only Klal Yisrael can be called the Shulamis. Other nations might be hedonistic. Other nations might be ascetic. Overindulging in this world. Underinvolving themselves in this world. They might see abstinence as a virtue. The reason why is because they're not called Shulamis, they don't understand. They don't have a Torah that can tell them exactly how much interaction to have in this world, how much to enjoy, how much pleasure to achieve. Hashem wants us to enjoy this world, but obviously with limitations to ensure we don't get to a point of diminishing returns. We don't become consumed by physicality. Rather, we can elevate it. That is Shalom.